This is a summary of class number 5 that was offered by Z. Charnot through Learning in Retirement in Elliott Lake, Ontario, Canada, in the fall of 2003. And in class number 5, the summary from class number 4 was provided to people who wanted it, and also an excerpt from a book titled The Gaelic Manuscript, written by Stuart Edward White, was handed out to all participants. And I'll just quickly go through and list the books and authors that he describes in the course. And this was over a period of 2 hours. He discussed the Nag Hammadi book, the Nag Hammadi Library, which originated in Egypt. He listed and described Stuart Edward White and Betty White's books, saying that there was perennial truth there. He talked about Alexander Campbell, Edgar Casey, Arthur Ford, and even Abraham Lincoln, Bishop Pike, as well as himself as being part of the Restoration Movement, but then having to separate from the Restoration Movement because he felt that the people who were part of the movement really were not trying to restore what needed to be restored. He also talked about Levi Dowling, also part of the Restoration Movement, and his book, The Aquarian Gospel. He talked about Baird Spaulding, Life and Teachings of the Masters of the Far East. There are 5 volumes written by Baird Spaulding. He recited some of his own poems, Crutches Snatched, and another one. I can't find it right now. He also talked about Robert McKim and visual thinking. Oh yes, he also read his own documents, The Wrong 3 R's and The Right 3 R's. He described Robert A. Monroe's books, Journeys Out of the Body, Far Journeys, Ultimate Journey. He also referenced the book Intramuros and Life, the Course in Miracles, where ego is a problem, and also Mustafa Gadala's Books on Egypt, where he also mentions that ego is a big problem. Z referenced quite a large volume written by Joan and Darby, who were mediums, who wrote The Unseen Guest, and he also talked about the realm of Huna, and the books written by Hank Wesselman, Spirit Walker, Medicine Maker, Vision Seeker. He talked about shamanism in general. He read his own document, Honored Life Upon Which We Depend, which he wrote in 1988, and another poem that he wrote in the late 60s, Polite Words. And he also, at the end, described his manuscript, Advanced Deep Relaxation Orientation, and he read his poem, Breath Swiftly Blown. He also mentioned the work of Dennis Kelsey, Dr. Varnum, Dr. Kenneth Bauer, his theory of unconscious at the University of Waterloo, and Milton Erickson, one of the foremost hypnotherapists that has ever lived.